One second. Sorry, I'm a little late. Just Okay, I think I can hear now. Everybody else can hear me? Okay, great. So let's begin. Again, I'm sorry for being a little late. Just not something I could control. And I'm going to try to do this again. Hopefully, it keeps your voice lower, so they say. Okay, so we've been discussing the different perspectives on the relationship between Daf Hei Amud Beis and Daf Vav Amud Aleph. And I just want to continue just with a couple of quick points. Okay. And then we'll move on to the next Gemara. So I just want to talk about the Ramban for a minute. So I had you look at the Ramban and Kuf Kav Dalet and Kuf Lamed Vav. We already mentioned very quickly what that is all about. I just wanted to connect it also with some other points in the Ramban and just put it in perspective. So what is the Ramban's big chiddush, Tani?
He narrows the getter of mito.
Say that again?
He narrows the getter of mito.
Yeah, exactly. Or tzor katzas in mito, right? And what's the examples?
Hotzalik versus mace.
What's that?
Hotzalik versus
mace. Yeah, hotzalik versus mace. Which he considers to be like Hotzos Avanim, practically. That's one example. And then, of course, there is classic example that he mentions a couple of times in different places, which is Mila Shalobizmana, and also Sreifas Kodshim. All these are, how would you characterize them, Tani?
They're Tzorech Mitzvah, but not Tzorech Hayom.
Excellent. They're Tzorech Mitzvah, but not Tzorech Hayom. Whereas Balei Tosis, all things being equal, would consider those to all be Tzorech Ptas, unless, again, there's a kind of a time gap or a conceptual Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu, and maybe even the time gap is a reflection of the parallel to Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu, in which the tzorech or the hanas haguf part of it is agav. Maybe that's the point. It's incidental, but it isn't really a direct product of what you're doing. Again, I mentioned that's the view of Tosis in a bunch of other places, but certainly relative to Tosis, what Tani said is 100% correct. That is that there is a narrowing and a limiting of what constitutes tzorech hayom. Now, that is invoked by some of the Rishonim in our sugya to explain the status of Sreifa of Chametz beyom tov. Before we get to that, let me just add something else. And that is, I believe that this Ramban works, when what he says in Shabbos and so on, works very well with the broader perspective that the Ramban develops. Namely, Tani, what would you say? Which broader perspective?
That heterochol nefesh is the malachas avodah.
That heterochol nefesh is signified by malachas avodah, right? In that context, is Perush al Torah in Parshas Emor, and in parallel, I don't think I assigned this, but you should all be aware of it. In the Muchamos in Beitza and Daf Chav Dalet, where there are, again, there are some differences in emphasis between what the Ramban writes in his Perush al Torah and what he writes in Muchamos, but it is basically one shita. Are you familiar, Tani? Well, certainly familiar with the Perush al Torah. What's the emphasis there? What is Malachas Avoda? I know we know that Malachas Avoda excludes Heterochol Nefesh, but how so? I mean, what's the drasha? What's the emphasis?
Meaning, Ruach HaNefesh is a fundamentally different category of Malacha, Malacha's Hana.
So number one, it's a different category of Hana. And what is the category which is Aser B'Yom Tov?
Avoda.
Correct. And what is it? What does Avoda in the Ramban's description of the Torah refer to? Among other things.
Meaning like something that involves like Tircha and no Hana.
Excellent. Tircha is one thing that he emphasizes. And he also emphasizes Meleches Yamim Rabin. Anybody have the language in his Perush al Torah? Right? Where it's like a planting or, you know, things that don't have immediate, you know, kind of gratification, but that are long-term investments, you know, long-term melachos. Anybody have that? Tani, have it?
I'm trying to find the exact place.
Anybody have it open? And this is something that he also mentions, and he's trying to explain in his Milchamos why no coats there, you know, why no borer, those kind of things. You know, he uses very similar language. Anybody have it open? You can take a picture of this Perush al Torah, but again, it's interesting to compare it to Milchamos. It's one of those issues, a lot of them, where there's overlap between the Ramban and the Torah, certainly a sensibility, and Milchamos. Anyway, just very quickly, and I don't want to spend more time on it, I just want to make the point that that is all consistent with the view that what you need is Melechas Hayom, Melechas Yom Tov. And anything that's a Melacha of some other time, which is just being, you know, you're, you know, essentially, you know, taking care of yesterday's business or tomorrow's business, you know, today on Yom Tov, you know, that is the opposite of Melechas HaKol Nefesh, essentially. And on the basis of that, I just wanted to add that even though, you know, there's a kiyum, you know, whether it's kavura or it's you know, Mila Shelo Bezmana, or it's Sreifas Kodshim, it doesn't make a difference. These are all kiyumim, they're all mitzvos. And you maybe even be have Hanas HaGuf from them to some extent. But the point is that there's nothing inherent about there being Melechas Hayom. There are Melechos Shel, you know, Emesh, or you know, Avar, or Asid, or Yom and Rabin. You have Tani found it?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Venera li ki avoda etzel rabosteinu zal toreach v'amel sh'adam ovid bo la'acher miloshen avoda
se'eved. So that's number one. You don't work for yourself, right? You're working. That's what we sometimes call, it's not a, you know, a consumer, you know, malacha. It's like a merchant, you know, malacha. Yeah. That's like, you know, professional, more. It's business, it's for others, it's goods to sell, not, you know, the consumer, you know, living his life. That's one. Go
ahead. Muteres, v'afal pishena ochal nefesh, v'shia ochal nefesh merube, shashamish ovibo l'rabo aser. V'alkein shal minayin shaheter zehu b'ochal nefesh atchinatir kol ochal nefesh afil v'tzareach, v'nesar kol shar malacha shafil kal shabam lachsa v'oda ikru. Hamlomar mikra kodesh l'gzera shava, shamba kol malacha l'eser kol ochal nefesh l'atir.
We don't have the line there about Melechas Yamim Harbe? I'm pretty sure it's there.
Rebbe, I think it might be a little earlier.
Yeah.
He says, Perish Melacha Savoda, Melacha Hamishtameras Lavodas Kinyan.
Ah. Go ahead.
Kigon Zriya Viktira Bechafir Bechayotse Bahem Aval Ochel Nepesh Eina Melacha Savoda Elishon.
Yeah. So again, I think in maybe, so in Muhammad's, I think he calls it, you know, also Malakas Yomim Harbit. So again, the point here is not, you know, how much Hanos Aguf you get from it, or whether, you know, it's Agav or Yashar or Yashir. The issue is to classify the Malacha, you know, as a Malachas Hayom, as opposed to, you know, some, the exploitation of Yom Tov for, you know, some other day's business. It's a fascinating idea. We find it in much more explicit in Chol Hamoed, where we talk about that idea. You know, mechavein, you know, malachto, you know, b'moed. And this goes a little bit to the irony in the Ramban too, that I mentioned, which is that the Ramban attacks Rashi for saying that Malachas Avoda is a havamina, you know, about you know, loss of money, and the Ramban says that's a Chol Hamoed issue, can't be such a havamina by Yom Tov. But in a way, given the Ramban's own perspective, you could really understand what Rashi was getting at, because Rashi never would have said, I think, that there's no havamina, you know, that there's a havamina that on Shabbos, you know, Melechas Dover Aved would be mutter. Because it's an intrinsic use of Melacha. Doesn't make any sense. Who cares what the losses are? You know, it's not Pikuach Nefesh. But if we're talking about, you know, Yom Tov, Dafka for what is kind of implicit, you know, underlying in the Ramban, namely that it isn't intrinsic, it's not Shavo Shavasim called Melachto. It's a different concept. So the gap between, in other words, what I'm trying to say is the gap between Chol Hamoed and Shabbos is unbridgeable. The gap between Shabbos and Yom Tov is not unbridgeable. So not such terrible Havamina, frankly. But anyways, the Ramban draws the line at a different place. I'm only saying that Ramban's comments in Emor, his Mochamos in third parak of Beitza, and the language there is also very telling, and his view in Shabbos about Hotzos Ameis and Mila Shelo Bizmana and Sreifas Kadshim and so on, I think just are very consistent work together. Now, in light of that, it becomes a little harder to know what to do, you know, with the discussion of the Rajba and the Ritva, which we already mentioned. So I just want to just elaborate that a little bit. That's a little bit part of the confusion, and I don't have, you know, I don't have a definitive evidence either. So again, the Rajba and the Tshuva, I think we already read, you know, most of it, but when he's weighing the question of Sreifas Chametz, then is contrasting, you know, between two things, and it's just hard to know, you know, what your starting point is, because there's a lot of room in between these two extremes. So it's Hamotzi Chametz V'Yom Tov, Kodem Shebitlo, Ma'ol Sarfo, Mi'amrin Mitoch, right? And you need Tzorech Yom Tov, V'Hot Tzorech Yom Tov, who? Shari Mitzvah L'Sarfo, Olo, Matzino L'Chacham Gadol, Rabbi Yitzchak, Shesarfen Oso. Banan Sayinam Le, Mia, and the Raya is from Hayamud Beis. Am Rebbe Kiva, right? Shema mina, lo amrina mitoch, alma leman damar mitoch, sarfinon. So then this kasha, which I thought was a very good miukasha. Bahachraya, the Dilma Hassam Likash Timsalom Rishman, Srefaso, Biomtov, Kidakamar Hassam. Avalhashdizmanu, Biudalid, the Kula Alma Losafina Biomtov, the Havale Kadavarsh Efshalasoso, Me'er of Yomtov. O Dilma, Kolsha Mitzvah Kazer, Lo Amrinam Bay, Kiva de Efshalasoso, Me'er of Yomtov. So on the one hand, you have the factor of Efshalasoso, Me'er of Yomtov. And he's saying, or maybe that doesn't matter in a situation where there's a mitzvah. So just assessing those two factors is objectively difficult because one way to look at it is, you know, in terms of the matir of hetero chol nefesh or slash mitok. In other words, if you say that hetero chol nefesh itself, you know, is only bitzorech, and kol she'ef sh'ayah mibod yom, you know, that ruins, that's a pekam in tzorech. I didn't do it, and now it's tzorech. You know, we assess it in a broader way. And that's why some people understood Rashi in Beitza, in the third parak. Again, I just think it doesn't fit in well at all with Rashi under Beitza. But the things that we've already discussed. But if you interpret that way, for example, in Makshirei Ochol Nefesh, when we distinguish between Efshar Mibod Yom and Lo Efshar Mibod Yom, it's a much bigger likelihood there that that's what this means, that Makshirei Ochol Nefesh is a matir. It's based on a separate limud of Lachem, L'chol Tzarchechem, Afilo Makshirim. And therefore, you know, there's a distinction there. We know the distinction between Efshar and Lo Efshar Mibod Yom. So one model of Efshar Mibod Yom is that it's a shiur in the matir of the malacha. In which case, what we'd be saying here is that hu adin when it comes to hetero chol nefesh slash mitok. The alternative, which I definitely prefer for Rashi in Beitza, it may even be the pshat in Makshirei Ochol Nefesh. I'm not as convinced of that, or at least I think for many Rishonim, maybe not. But which I understand here is that Efshar and Lo Efshar Mibod Yom isn't a shiur in the matir. It's a shiur in the Chetza Shel Malacha. Namely, is this considered Malachas Hayom or Malachas Avar? Malacha Shel Emesh or Etmol or Shavua Shav or whatever it is. Whereas the Efshar, in other words, the Efshar Mibod Yom is a way of saying that, you know, you don't have the required Hagdara of the Shem Malacha Shel Hayom. Oh. By the same token, we say Odilma Kol Kol Shebe Mitzvah Kazeh. What's the Kazeh? Right? Is the Kazeh, it's a mitzvah, not just a matir. Right? There's actually a Kima mitzvah. Or is the Kazeh that it's a mitzvah of Yom Tov itself? I mean, it's a mitzvah of it's a mitzvah of Chag HaMatzos in particular. Therefore, the Efshar Mibod Yom, I mean, Efshar Mibod Yom is irrelevant whenever there's a mitzvah, or Efshar Mibod Yom is irrelevant when there's ever a specific mitzvah, which is a kiyum in the Yom Tov. And maybe because then you don't need a matir, or maybe because then it, by definition, it's not yesterday's mitzvah, it's also today's mitzvah. So I just don't know. I think that the language of the Rajba is very suggestive, very interesting, but I just think it's too, you know, open-ended, and therefore it's hard to pin down. I prefer to think, but this is, you know, just my instinct, that it's really about, is this yesterday's malacha, or is it today's malacha? Okay. Either way, the tshuva, the ultimate tshuva of the Rashba, is Masha Kasa Moria Chacham Agadol Rabbi Yitzchak, the Ferush of Emes, Ve'raya Sheivesa V'dachisa Emes, Avaladavar Emes, a lot of Emeses. So I think what the Rashba is saying is, you're right, there's a chiluk, and still the psak is correct, because the chiluk isn't different. It is a difference, but the difference isn't consequential enough to matter. And that, I think, again, leaves us just wondering, you know, what that means. Are we saying, you're right, it's yesterday's mitzvah? This is the way I prefer to say it. It is yesterday's mitzvah, but since you didn't accomplish it yesterday, right, there's still a kiyum today. And that's still enough for mitok. In Ochanami, it's not the most intense mitok. It's not Sorach Hayom Mamish, right? But it's a continuation. It's a mitzvah that began yesterday, but it's not only yesterday's mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that began yesterday. And since you neglected it yesterday, it's still pressing today. Or maybe even, you know, going a step further than that and saying that it's yesterday's mitzvah, but it's still a mitzvah. As for Nosar and, you know, Sreifas Kadshim and a few other things, that's because, you know, it's Mishochan Gavoa Kazachu, but anytime you have a real mitzvah, not a Maisa Chol, you know, where there's no Hana and there's no mitzvah, you'd be chayim. So it's just what I'm trying to say is, in the Rashba, the range is a little bit too great to pin it down completely. But it's certainly possible that part of the discussion here is whether you need Maisa Hayom and whether or not the timing of the Chiyuv determines that. For the Ritva, I think it's interesting in the other way. My intuition, again, is even stronger in the Ritva, that he is making the distinction that I'm interested in. But again, just to be honest, the comparison here is to Mila Shelo Bezman. So, just one second. Actually, somebody else could read it. That would help. Ellie, do you have it? Ellie Hyman?
Yeah. So just getting it out.
Thank you.
Okay, sorry. Okay.
No. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, sure. Okay, so Shema Mina Lo Amrinan Mitoch Shehetra Havara Letzorech, Vetranami Shelo Letzorech. Katav Odzal, Shelo Letzorech Ochel Nefesh, Behu Tzorech Yom Tov, Kedemuchach Bemesechet Yom Tov, Avakama Tochte, Vidinhu, Deilo, Levet Hillel, Kulhu Malachot Sharyan Bemitoch. V'hachanami, Kevan Shehi Mitzvah, Shazmana B'yom Tov, Chashiv L'mishrei B'mitoch.
Oh, so that already is a, Ellie, what would you say about that?
So he's making the comparisons to the mitzvot, which are mitzvot hayom.
Exactly. Not just that they are mitzvot and that you can do today, but these are the mitzvot which are miyuadot. They're the kiyumim of this day. We're talking about, you know, taking a lulav on sukkah, right? And Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Tov. So they're not just mitzvos, and not just mitzvos which you can't do any other day, but they are, you know, Eilecha mitzvah, you know, ki mitzvos shel Yom Tov gedola mizu. Correct? That's a comparison to Havara, you know, when Matzah Chametz b'Pesach. And that, of course, is highly questionable. Okay, keep going.
Umihu hashta de kaimalan de biur biyadalid hecha de avar velo bitel velo badak enlo lasorfo biyom tov V'kevan dehigia hamitzvah kodem, havei kamila shelo bizmana, she'eno doche yom tov.
Oh. The chenu pirshu sham the Shabbos, then, okay. Keni tzati lefnei mori harav, or harav, that's the ra'ah, v'harajpa, v'hoda ledvarai. As you know, the people in the footnotes point out, it seems like the Rajba changed his mind, if that's the case, or the Girsa is wrong. The Shaloka Das Rabbi. Meaning his view is, unlike the Rajba's Psak that we have, and others, that if there was no Bittul, the Rajba says, you will do this Reifa. Okay, but what's the reason why not? He compares it to Gemila Shalom Bizmana. Right? Because yesterday, he could have done the mitzvah yesterday. Because he could have done the mitzvah yesterday, just as well, and therefore it's not miyuchad and miyuad dafka for today, or, and therefore it's like mila shalom bezmana, right? It's a mitzvah you could do, you know, not only today. Anything that isn't exclusive to today or specific only to today is mila shalom bezmana. That's the point. Or is the real point that it's yesterday's mitzvah? Like mila shalom bizmana. I mean, the real mitzvah smila is bizmana. Shalom bizmana is always the wrong time. You still have to do it, but... So that's, again, it's a, there's a gap because mila shalom bizmana, especially vis-a-vis Yom Tov, right? Even mila bizmana, so that's a din in the right day, but it's not a din in Yom Tov or Shabbos per se. Right, but it's a din specifically. This is the only day. That's a little bit of a flaw in the in using it as a paradigm. But in the end of the day, I'm saying there are still two ways to read the ritva. Right, one is there's more than one day you could do this mitzvah. It isn't even the first one. Right, there would have been a better one, or that the gap between yesterday's mitzvah and today's mitzvah isn't just, you know, the fact that it diminishes the exclusivity a little bit. It's much more than that. It's that, you know, in some sense, it's an affront. You're doing, it's yesterday's mitzvah and dafka not today's mitzvah. That's how I prefer to read the ritva, although again, I can't know for certain. And of course, the benefit of reading either, you know, the Re in the Tshuva Sarajba or the Ritva in this way, and both of them are basically saying one thing, and that is that the gap between Heyomid Beis and Vav Amud Aleph, whether or not you explain it, you know, in a more acute way, which is what I prefer, or in a more, you know, parva way, a broader way, is still clear. In other words, many Rishonim assumed that Heyomid Beis and Vav Amud Aleph are the same sugya, right? And the difference is mukta, or there was or wasn't bittul. You know, we'll see soon. Is it Rabbi Yehuda's Sreifa, or is it the Chachamim who say Hashmasasa b'kol davar? You know, that's a difference. But what either way, no matter how you interpret it, what this other day in the Rajba, the Shuvah Rajba, and what the Ritva are saying is that there's a fundamental change, there's a fundamental transition in the Gemara from Heyomid Beis to Vav Amud Aleph, because Heyomid Beis thought that the Ikar, you know, Lechatchila, Zman of Sreifas Chametz was Yontif, and that is not true once you get to Vav Amud Aleph. Like other Rishonim think that that's inconsequential. And of course, the Maram Chalava just thinks in a very radical view, as we already saw, that, you know, that when the Gemara says Shema Mina, we don't say Mitoch, that it doesn't, the Gemara doesn't mean what it says at all. That the Gemara just means it's to say, you know, the Heyomid Beis is like Vav Amud Aleph. We never say mitoch, you know, when it comes to something like this. So there's, according to him, there's no discrepancy. There's no question that even gets off the ground. But that's a very radical reread of the Gemara. For the other Rishonim, it's Hechetimtzis. Again, it's Tultul, it's Bitul, it's whatever. And for these Rishonim, it's the question of the change that took place. But when the change took place and then the heavy burden is on the general din of Mitoch and the Ramban in Shabbos, as opposed to Tosis, that's the background. Namely, let's say you have a mitzvah sayom, but it's also not unique or singular to Yom Tov. What's the story then? That's one way to look at these. I prefer to think that they're saying even more than that, that they're saying that, you know, maybe you need a mitzvah that is uniquely shelayom, right? And that's the transition. Okay. Now, of course, part of the story here is to assess the maskana. We paskin that, you know, that achilek is the proper time to do bir chametz. Right? But we should take a second and think about this. Does that mean, how does that, you know, what does that determine about Ovar V'lo Asa and doing it on Yom Tov? Right? Ah. And again, how comparable is that to things like Sreifas Kachim B'Yom Tov or especially Mila Shelo B'Zman? Noam, what do you think about that question?
I was thinking about the Tav Tosfot on Ham and Aleph, about the two different types of Hashbasa. So it kind of sounds like the Maskana clarified for us that question for Tosfot. It said that it's of a fundamental different nature and it's not Tzorach HaYom HaTosfot.
Say that one more time.
The Tav Tosfot in terms of the Hekeshim between Hashbasa Tzorach HaYom HaTosfot said how come...
Okay, but that's on Chametz. It's on Yom Tov itself, you mean.
It was said you can't learn from the Hashbasa during Chag to the Hashbasa before Chag. So I thought that meant there might be a difference fundamentally between the Hashbasa in terms of what's considered Tzorach HaYom.
Interesting. I didn't think of that. I thought more of that's the question of Kores, like we discussed at the time. I hear that. But it very well could be. There's an interesting argument in the Rishonim about making a bracha. Do you make a bracha when you do Sreifas Chametz Shelo Lifnei Shelo Be'erev Pesach? So there seems to be a machloka. The Gemara says on Yud Aleph, we talked about this already, that, you know, if you don't do Bedikas Chametz, you know, at night, you do it during the day. If you don't do it at day, you do it at Yantif. If you don't do it at Yantif, you do it L'Achar Yantif. Right, so the Rambam sheet is that you don't make a bracha la'achar Yom Tov. You'd only make a bracha the other times, but you would make a bracha on Yom Tov. I think the Meiri on Dav Zayin and Aleph says even on Yom Tov you wouldn't make a bracha. You only make a bracha lifnei Yom Tov, and I think the Maram Chalava takes the opposite view. I think he says, even L'Acha Yom Tov, if you finally do, you know, what you're supposed to do, you make a bracha. So it could be those are Hilchos Brachos questions. Or maybe the question is, let's say the Ikar Chiyuv Zman is Lifnei Zmano. Right, so that's just the Tchilas HaZman. And if you didn't properly adhere to it, so then, you know, the Chiyuv continues. You haven't satisfied it. So that's an interesting question. In terms of the kiyum I'm talking about now. Or you lost something irrevocably that you can never get back. Not just as reason magdimen. Right? You know, another way to say it would be maybe the kiyum is lifnei and maybe the isra'ase you could still do, but it's like an isra'ase, not a kiyum. So maybe the bracha issue has something to do with that. Maybe, is a suggestion, the question of whether l'chatchila, the din of bedika and bir and so on, is lifnei zmano or la'achar zmano has to do with that, qualitatively, conceptually. The more that we are insistent in lifnei zmano, because we think that it's a hechsher and a hachana kind of a halacha, right? You know, the more we might say that, I think it's an interesting dialectic. The more we might say that you lost that, especially on Yontif itself. Whereas if you think that it's Dafgal Akar's mano, you know, just that, you know, it can't be on Yom Tov because then you already violated the Yisur Shehiyah. But it's even more, if you left it, it's even more acute. So what you might say is it gets the Chiyuv, in other words, what I'm asking is, the Chiyuv becomes less intense, stays the same, or becomes actually more intense as you move into Yom Tov. So that may dictate, either way, you had an option to do it earlier, if that's what's koveya for mitoch. But if what's koveya for mitoch is this a kiyum hayom or not? Right? Or it's just a mitzvah, or even better, that it's yesterday's mitzvah, or even better, it's yesterday's mitzvah, which was dafka yesterday, and which is in contrast to being to today. Right, that's the most acute way to say it. So I think that this really interesting discussion revolves around, you know, some of these, again, the question of bracha, maybe, but especially this question of how you look, even once we conclude that the Zman is at Chatzos, how do you look, you know, at the nature of this mitzvah? And so on. If that's the case, then it's also possible that the question of Embir Chometzela B'Sreifa or Hash B'Sasa B'Chol Davar will come into play. But here again, you know, dialectically, and like in a very interesting, you know, way, the Pashtus, they're quite a group of Rishonim who are just going to say that the reason why kofa olav v'sakli, I'm sorry, what's the difference between hey amud beis and vav amud aleph? Say it this way. If assuming that there is a discrepancy, right? So maybe to say, because hey amud beis, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, right? It's Rabbi Akiva, shema mina tlas. The first shema mina is ein bir chametzel b'sreifa. Once you have that, maybe that's why you need the third Shema Mina, which is that you don't say mitoch. But maybe Vav Amud Aleph, like we said in Rashi, maybe Vav Amud Aleph is not, there's no reason to think that that's Rabbi Yehuda. So maybe that's the reason that there's also no mitoch. Or maybe less than mitoch. That seems strange. So that's the opposite of what some Rishonim say. So let me explain. Right, some Rishonim say that on Davav Amud Aleph, right, you can do whatever you want if you say Hash V'Sasa B'Chol Davar. I mean, the Maram Chalava says you can't burn the Chametz on Vav Amud Aleph, but if you hold Hash V'Sasa B'Chol Davar, even if it's Muksa, let's say, but what you could do is you could, you know, be Zorek Layam. It could be Mefar of Zorek LaRuach. Okay? We'll get back to Marm Chalav in a minute. Something else I want to add to it. But why? Because that's not a malacha. And that's all you need to do. So that's an example. The whole group of Rishonim that says that, you know, maybe you wouldn't be able to do Sreifa according to Rabbi Yehuda on Yontif, but you certainly should be able to do Mefar V'Zorah L'Ruach according to the Chachamim. Okay? The Or Zeruah has such a sheet, the Maram Chalava, the Meiri, a whole bunch of Rishonim. However, what I'd like to propose, which is a little counterintuitive, is that maybe you could argue the opposite. In other words, another way to distinguish between Hey, Amud Beis and Vav Amud Aleph, assuming that there is a stira, is to say that Hey, Amud Beis is Rabbi Yehuda. Vav Amud Aleph is Hash B'Sasa B'Chol Davar. Ah, so what? The answer is, I mean, and again, in terms of the problem of muktzah, let's say, presume mostly, but the urgency to do it. But maybe to say the following. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, as we've explained previously in other connections, so what you're saying is a kiyum b'cheftza, according to Rabbi Chaim, there's a kumbase, like the Minchas Chinuch, meaning there's a reason, you know, for the din of biur to be la'achar zman isuro on Yom Yudalid, right? As opposed to a hachana kai palacha, because it's shreifa, it's an emphatic, specific way of doing things. And therefore, it's a kiyum, and it's not just a, you know, an isra'ase. It's not just a hachana. And therefore, if the din had been not only lachar zman isuro on yudalid, but on yontif itself, there'd be mitoch. Because it would be a kiyum maisayom. But on vavam l'alef, maybe that's just the chachamim. And maybe hashbasasa b'chol davar isn't a kiyum. It's not a kiyum in cheftza. Doesn't require a kiyum, a kumbase. You have to go out and buy chametz so that you can throw it in the river, says the Minchas Chinuch. Maybe you do have to do that for Sreifa, right? Right? I'll take it even further, like we said before. Maybe the whole, for the Ramban and the Rambam and Rashi and so on, that is that, you know, Nosar is Lachar's Manisuro, and therefore Akim Sreifa is Lachar's Manisuro. Even that's not foolproof, as we discussed. But Hashbasasa B'chol Davar is more about creating the result in advance. Right? It's a whole different idea. Maybe there's no mitoch in that. There's no kiyum. It's the avoidance of Isur. Moreover, if we're talking about strafa, so we might say, okay, you know, the time to have done it was la'achar zman isuro of yodalet. And you didn't. Okay, but it's still la'achar zman isuro, you know. It's in one respect, it's even more intense to do it on Yontif. Just that it's also a bigger violation. I mean, the interim period. Like I said before, maybe it's a more intense kiyum. But hasbasasa b'chol davar, which should be done on yadalid, lifnei chatzos, and so on, doesn't have that emphatic kiyum element. So it's yesterday's malacha that you're doing today. In other words, what I'm proposing is that in addition to the previous factor, which I stick with, which I think is a pshat, my best guess for the Ritva, for that day on the Rajba, etc., even within Sreifa, then another way to draw the distinction between Hayam and Beis and Vavam and Aleph is on the basis of distinguishing between Sreifa and Hashbasasa B'chol Davar. But what I'm just pointing out is that practically many were shown to make that distinction in the other direction, because there's no Isur Malacha. Therefore, there's less of a contradiction of doing this on Yontif. So if you hold Hashbasasa B'chol Davar, there's more reason to do Biur on Yontif itself. And I'm suggesting, ironically, that the opposite may be true. That Hayamid base is a green light for Tashbisu because it's Sreifa, whereas Vav Amud Aleph, it's perceived as yesterday's or more of an Hakana type or a negative rather than a positive Kiyum, and therefore you wouldn't do it. Okay?
Abi.
Yeah.
Isn't there reason to also think the opposite, that if it's hashpasa l'chol davar is a hachana din, so it's not really inherently a yadalad din, it's a tesvav din that you do on yadalad l'kras, but tashbisu is really a yadalad din, and it's not a hachana.
I mean, if you're like a korban pesach din, something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's another svara.
Or it's really a mitzvah sayom of Yudalit. It's not really mitzvah sayom of Tosfot.
Right, but Yudalit b'toras. My view is that even the mitzvahs of Yudalit are Yudalit b'toras, you know, reshown, you know, meaning Chag HaPesach as the Erev of Chag HaMatzos. So l'shitasi, that actually means also lekrat, but just lekrat in a different way. May like intrinsically lekrat. That's so. So what I'm saying is actually very consistent with what I'm saying. But I do hear what you're saying. If you said it more like, again, like we were saying about the Meiri or Rab Meir and the Yerushalmi. But even then, I like to think of it the other way. So therefore, it works better that direction. By the way, these are, I think, chilukim that can and should perhaps be made. So let's talk about the Avnei Nezer for a minute too.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Just what? So how does the Ramban's view about Malachas, Avodah, and Heter Ochel Nefesh in general fit with the Gemara's on Haim and Beis and Vav and Aleph?
No, it's not a question.
I'm just asking.
Oh, no. I think Ramban will tell you, like we were saying, kind of, which is that if the Zman of Tashbisu was on Yom Tov, then of course it would be included in Bitoch. Because that wouldn't be, that would be like Mila B'Zmana. It's more than Mila B'Zmana. It would be like Lulav and Sefer Torah. On Vav Amud Aleph, right? It's a Mila Shelo B'Zmana or Sreifas Kodshim, or worse. I think worse, because it's actually the thing you should have done, so you didn't need to do it on Yom Tov. Meaning, from my point of view, what I'm really trying to, one of the things I, is a little confusing in the sugya, and that's I can't pin down, but I just know that this is the right question, is whether the equation to Mila Shelo B'Zmana is like kol shekein, or it's a bad equation. You know what I'm saying? Meaning, sreifas chametz biyom tov, unlike Mila Shelo B'Zmana, is something that relates to the holiday of Pesach, or Chag HaMatzos. So you would think that it would be way more qualified to be mitoch. Right? Especially if there's a kiyum, and especially if it's even more intense, but even if it's just the same, and even if it's diluted. On the other hand, if it's really that the kpeda is that it should have been yesterday, dafka not today, you know, so then it's even much worse than Mila Shelo B'Zmana and Sreifas Kodshim and Kvuras Ameis. Because those are kiyumim that aren't tarnished by being on Yom Tov. They're just not Yom Tov dinim. This is actually, it's offensive that the whole point is we didn't want you to do it on Yom Tov. We wanted you to do it before Yom Tov. So I think that the Ramban is okay. I would love to see what he says, but.
I mean, it's interesting that when the Ramban, he talks about only the case on Hamad Beis,
yeah.
But he doesn't think, he thinks it's problematic even after he's made the chilek between Mila B'Zmana and Mila Shelo B'Zmana. I mean, we would have thought maybe the Ramban would say once he's made the chilek, then if Mila B'Zmana is true, then Kol Shekein Hamad Beis, but he seems to be still troubled by Hamad Beis.
Unless because he doesn't think that that it's a key, that the Kiyum Yom Tov ever excludes, you know, Erev Yom Tov. Maybe it's even Yom Tov. I don't know. Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. But that's how I would, if I were the Ramban, that's how I would read Hamad Beis and Vav Amud Aleph. Maybe he holds it's a filu. Hard to say. So let's talk about the Avnei, two more things. The Marm Chalava does have one line, which is very interesting. Marm Chalava wonders, in addition to everything else, if you hold Ash Basasa B'chol Davar, what about the Muksa? Correct? So he has two deos. You know, whether Hembi du Devrayim, very interesting piece. And then he says, you know, he admits that Hembi du Devrayim is kind of a walled card. It's always hard to pin it down. you know, in terms of klalim. But he has one good line, I thought, really interesting line, where he says that, you know, his first view that he quotes, not his conclusion is that mukta would be ma'akev even ashpasasva b'chol davar. That seems to be his conclusion. And his conclusion also is that there's no sreifa in mitoch because you can't be nena mimenu miyad. That's what he says on Heymud Beis, and that's what he ends up concluding as well on Vav Med Aleph. He too compares it to Nosar and Sreifas Kadshim. Fine. But I just thought there was one interesting line, if somebody could get their hands on it, in the Ram Chalava, where he says that when it comes to Ashbasasa, the first time he thought, Muskal Risha was, the Ashbasasa B'chaldavar, you could pick it up and throw it in the river. He says, it's Muksa. After all, he says, the mitzvah was yesterday. So what does that mean, after all, the mitzvah was yesterday? So again, that's a great line. I mean, it's obvious when you think about it, but anybody have that line open? And what does it mean? Akiva, what does it mean?
Not all, yeah, I don't have it. I don't have it open.
Did you see it?
Find it. At the end here.
Yeah, it's a pretty lengthy piece. Most of the stuff we've discussed. The main contribution, of course, is that radical understanding of Heymud Beis. But he has this line. Anybody see it?
I have it, Rabbi.
Go ahead, Matan. Go ahead.
So Hokach Losar Fin Leia Phil Mandam Rabbi Khan so safe can be done. The Kamal Kraban Farzorchumeto Yam of a Kosho Bito Efsha Litlo Zerko Lutz. Afagabdika Total Mux Darban Asi Daraisim Vato Darabanan, Fan Kasi Ravim Farshim Zal. Mikomaka Muksa Vadi Ika the Kod Tashvisa Bim Rishon who Oshagam Bazani Khochech Lahmir.
Ah, so what's that line?
So even though that there's going to be a problem with Muksa, he thinks it's better to be machmir for the prohibition of Muksa, even though it might mean that you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of Tashbisa.
Yeah, but what I'm interested in is the line about why this is Muksa. He makes it clear that this is only Muksa because we paskin that what? That the real mitzvah of Tashbisa is on your dalet.
Yeah.
So how do you, Matan, what is it? What's the idea?
So the point is that it's yesterday's mitzvah. So one says yesterday's mitzvah, then this item says not muchan for this day. It's not muchan for the day.
Had it been that the mitzvah was, you know, to do tashbis on Yom Tezvav, that wouldn't be muktzah.
Yeah.
Right? Like the shofar is not muktzah on Rosh Hashanah. So I thought that was an interesting line. Then the question is, okay, but so maybe it's still not muktzah because the mitzvah began yesterday and it didn't do yesterday. So it's still a mitzvah today. No, the answer is it's yesterday's mitzvah. That makes it muktzah. You could have said it's not muktzah because given the reality, it's not muktzah. Right, Matan?
Yeah, correct, yeah.
So I think it's a great line along the lines kind of this general svar that we're talking about. Okay, so one other thing just very before we move on, and I wanted to just point out that the Avnei Nezer in that tshuva, I think, is on the same wavelength what we're trying to do, although I disagree with the application a little bit. Seth, I saw Seth there a minute ago. Where's Seth?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, hi, Seth. Okay. Yeah. Did you get a chance to see the Avnei Nezer?
I'm sorry, I did not.
Okay. It's a little exotic, but Moshe, Simon, Shin Lamed Hey, did you see it?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So what is he? He too is troubled, but he has a more specific, what is he bothered by and what does he say?
Well, he's speaking about Machlokes Vinatosis in the tour.
Yeah, excellent.
about whether or not Hashbisu is Mididachol. It would be considered Mididachol in Tesfav.
What do you mean Mididachol? I mean, the question is this. He says, Tosis and Ksubis, which we're familiar with, says what? That the only problem, the only obstacle to Mitoch is what?
Muksa.
Emosha. Muksa.
Yeah.
Correct. But there's no problem with Sreifa, per se, if there wasn't a problem with Muksa. Which is true. Right? Even Drabana and Tosa says it's fine. Kol Shekain if it's Doraisa. What's a Muksa problem? And what does a tour seem to say?
He seems to say that, well, he's Medayik from the tour, that the problem is Havar itself. That even
in addition to Tiltul, even worse than Tiltul is the problem. Mevuar dim lo bitol, ain isra machmas Tiltul, that would be overcomable. Rak machmas havaras shu malacha. So he's trying to figure out why does, and the question is a little bit curious the way he asks it. Tema hech yachlo katur al tosus ubisvara hafucha. Like an interesting agav. Like the Torah can't argue with Tosis and say the opposite Svara. I don't know. I guess he's looking for methodologically or meta halachically, you know, to be memaid b'machlokas. I'm not sure. Like, oh, there must be an enormous conviction here. Interesting. Anyways, so he ends up saying something very, Moshe, something very interesting. To be Tola, he says, oh, I think they're Lishitasa. Right? What are they Lishitasa about?
About Machlokes by Chametz Sheni Yadua and.
Excellent. Chametz Sheni Yadua, and this is something we know from a previous sugya that we did, right? Name that Tosis in Kol Shah seems to say, gosh, I don't read it, the language, talked about it then. That you don't violate for Chametz Sheni Yadua, right? And the tour, which you're also familiar with, we talked about the Mekar Chaim and all that, right? The tour is of the opinion that you violate the Shogeg, but you do violate for Chametz Sheni Yadua. What does it have to do with this other argument? What's the story, Moshe? What's he talking about? You have to read it a few times to like, you're scratching your head a little bit. Like, what's he talking about? What's one thing have to do with the other? But it's actually quite fascinating. And even if you want to argue with it, but I think it's very affirming. Do you see, Moshe?
Does everyone want me to read it?
You can if you want. If you want to either read it or explain it or both. I give it your choice.
Yes, I'll read it. Near the Shosh Machlok, some Dinidas Tosis Perkel Shad Al Chomet Shuni Yadua Eno over Mishum Bayatman, Tel Chashimotsu Biyado, La Tor Bisemin Al Kosov Shadat, Alo Aver Al Shuk. Move Ral Kapanim, Bishogig Aver. In the Shirley, the overall Chomet Shuni Yadua. Achin Mavur, Merai Shri Yoshamatosis, the Rai Mahad Exer Shami Monsi Gloskiyafa.
Right.
Park of Himishkachas, the Batle, Mashma Shadat, Alo Aver.
Okay, good. You can skip. Now, what about Ubezen Avair? Ubezen Avair, Machloksam Khan. Vini Rashi Shabbos. Just skip a couple of sentences. That's fine. Gabi Mila Shalobizmana. Why is he? Rashi says, Mila Bizmana is in Udochi Yom Tov. Demidi Dechol, you have it?
I came in the Midi Dechol, who will Chashiv Tzarach Yom Tov. Ukilu Afim Yom Tov Lechol.
Now what? It's not a mitzvah of milu, because it's not a yontif mitzvah, correct? That same idea. So he says v'haytam onami tzogi delo neima mitoch kiva demidi dechol lechashiv tzorich yom. Go ahead.
Kiva afim yontif. V'chol v'chol shkein v'tamze v'nin shlo neima mitoch v'mashmol tamze shlo neima asi dechalos esay v'akein dasa tori d'over alchamish shini yadua.
Okay,
Batos lochal mitzvah b'shashanim to b'yom tov umidu b'yom tovu b'shaper amir mitoch.
Yeah. So what do you make of it? What's he saying?
Meaning, if it's a mitzvah from if you can accomplish the mitzvah beforehand, so
if you violate chametz she'ini yadua since chatzos on yom yadalid, then doing tashbisu now is fixing yesterday's problem. Right?
That's why he calls it a midi d'chol, and that's why you wouldn't necessarily say mitoch for it.
Exactly. Then it's like mila shelo bezman. Yeah. But if you hold that that the Isra of Bayiroa only applies b'chametz yadua, and that's on yontif, so the chiyuv only begins now, so that's ma'isa yomtov. So basically what he's saying is exactly what we've been trying to say, except that he's toled in a very interesting way in terms of when befoal you violate Ba'yiroa. It says, does your Isur Ba'yiroa here begin yesterday or only today? If it begins today, then neutralizing today's problem is a Ma'isa Yom Tov. I would have said that, you know, because you didn't know about it, so you don't violate Befoal today, it's still yesterday's Tashbisu. You're mechuyav to do Tashbisu yesterday. I mean, when you Befoal are in violation isn't what defines the kiyum of Tashbisu. So that's, I think, the flaw. I mean, or put it this way, that's the Yesh Makom Lachlok on the Avnei Nezer. But the yesod of what he's trying to do, which is try to figure out, you know, is this today's Tashbisu or yesterday's Tashbisu? He's just saying, and again, maybe he's right. He's saying it's today's Tashbisu if it's today's before Al Bayira. So that's a Machlokas Tur and Tosis, and therefore they're Lishitasam. I mean, it's quite ingenious, right? To take their Machlokas about Chamacheni Yadua and turn it into their machlokas about, you know, whether there's mitoch. So the impulse I like really a lot. I'm just not so convinced that when, for practical reasons, befall you violate by Uriah, is what's koveya whether, I would assume that it's when the chiyuv, in general, of the Torah begins. Still yesterday's chiyuv, you just weren't aware of it, and you weren't in violation. But it's a great example of exactly the mentality, which is what I think the Ramban and the Ritva and the whatever are trying to play. And again, the comparison to Mila Shelo Bezmana, once again, is a great example of this. Okay, so that is just what I wanted to say on this topic. Sorry, it took a little longer. Do we have a couple of minutes we started a little bit late, just to start reading the Shaka Vitaria? Seth, you want to do it for us?
Yes, I can. Let me just open it up.
Okay, great. And then we will continue with this on Thursday. Good luck. Everybody should do good chazara and hopefully an enjoyable one for the oral midterm tomorrow. Okay? Okay, let's just get the, let's start at least. Go ahead. Seth, go ahead.
Where do you want me to pick up?
Ton Rabbanan? Is that what we're up to?
Yeah, perfect. Anu Rabbanon, Shibat Yamim, Sar Lo Yimatzi B'Batechem, Matam Elomer, V'alo Kvar Ne'amar, Lo Yira Lecha Sor, Lo Yira Lecha Chamet, B'chol Gulecha. Levi Shne'amar, Lo Yira Lecha Sor, Shalcha, Yet HaRoa, Aba TaRoa, Shalcherem, V'shal Gvawa. Yachol Yathmin, B'Kabel, Donal Min Anachri, Tam Elomer, Lo Yimatzi. Inli El B'Nechri, Shalok Kiva.
So already the question is, we have multiple psukim about seemingly this Isur Ba'yiroa, at least three, right? And the Gemara is testing, you know, whether or not, the one Havam mean already is very fascinating. Yochal Yatmin. What is Yochal Yatmin, Seth?
To cover it up and to hide it away?
Yeah. So Heichan Batzinu, I mean, the Gemara really has a Havamina. We'll see if there's any echo of the Maskana. But a real Havamina that you're viewing, visualizing chametz on Pesach could be an Iser. Because if you have it in your Rishus, but it's, you know, it's hidden away, that's okay. What do you make of that?
It sounds like a very literal read of Bayira.
First of all, it's a literal read. It's a highly personal read. It's not about the presence of the chametz, you know, in your Rishus. It's about your connection, begavra, befoal, to it. Right? It's like a very much a rosa bikiyumo, or even, you know, just an encounter. You shouldn't encounter chametz on Pesach. It's a very rare kind of halacha. Good. We'll see whether there's any echo, but even as a hava mina. Okay. What about yikabel pikdonos? That less so. That's trickier. Because we'll see in a moment, yikabel pikdonos means bachrayas. And we already know from the Matzker Socher discussion that that's a tricky business in general. Right? Maybe the issue is two people at once, you know, trying to figure out which person when there are two people, you know, but at least those are two objective, you know, measurable bonds is shalom, bailus, and there's kabbalas achrayas, where you have achrayas for something. Okay, so that's I think, you know, a more, that's not as striking, as shocking, ahava mina. Okay, but lachol yatmin, you know, you put it away, and that should be enough. And therefore, the re'iyah itself, as opposed to being a shir in mitzvahs. The question is, how nidcha is that legamri? Okay, keep going. Tamilomar lo yimatze. Go ahead.
Tamilomar lo yimatze. Inli ela benechri shlo kivashto ve'in shawar imach imach b'chatzer b'chatzer nachri shikivashto v'shawar imach b'chatzer minayin. Tamilomar lo yimatze b'batechem.
What do you make of that? I mean, we'll see in a moment the Bar Gemara's problem with it, technically. But this distinction between Nakri Shakiv Shaso of Ashari Mach Bechatzer and not, what do you make of that? Bechudash or not?
I wouldn't have thought you needed a separate limud for each one of them, and exactly. I would have thought it could be all included.
Yeah, that's, of course, Tosis' discussion, so we'll get to that. Not today, just to run through the Shaklavataria first, just to identify. So Yochol Yatman is very Bechudash, and the idea that you could distinguish between, because they're both Nachrim, in terms of personal status, who cares whether you control the destiny? You don't control the destiny. It's very much like the Yatman in a way. I mean, it's about your relationship. Oh, this is chametz you can control, even though it isn't technically yours, because you have the power. Okay, that's the criterion for chametz. It still belongs to this other person. Okay, that's mechudash. Okay, go ahead.
So, tamid lomar lo yimatze v'batei. Only Elas or Batechen, Borot, Besichen, Borot, Besichen, Boros, Minayan, Tamlomer, Behol Gulacham.
Okay, what do you make of that one?
Also, I would have thought it would have been included once we already said Lo Yira is not a
property is property.
Seeing,
yeah. Would have... So, again, the third point, right? Why would you think that your only your home where you live, you know, is Kovea and not your more, I don't know, outlying, less frequented, or it's just not your home, so it has a sort of different connotation, right? It's boros, shichin, maros, not, you know, not living spaces. Okay, it's still your property. Meaning there seems to be an echo, or seems to be havabinas here that take this away from objective relationships and make it more subjective, more tziruf, hityaksut, the way people in their minds associate or where you relate to it. That's all I'm trying to say. Keep going. And then it gets even further, right, Seth? Vadayin ani omer.
Vadayin ani omer. Vibatim over mishan bayra bayimate bayatmin ubayikabel pekatonos menachri begvulin shalcha yata roe abata roe shalacherim vishagvoa.
Meaning what? Well, okay, keep the next line. Go ahead. Minayin.
Minayin litin eta omer shel zeh b'zeh v'shel zeh b'zeh. Tamalomer Sor Sor Lixera Sheva. Nemar so bibatim soil iloimate bibatechem. Nemar sor bigvulin lo yiralachas or masor sor hamor haomer bibatim over mishum paira by mate ubayatmin ubayakabel pictonos men nachwi. Afsor hamor bigvulin over mishum paira ubayamate ubayatmin ubayakabel pictonos men nachwi.
Okay, so what the Gemara have, keep going, Masor.
Masor hamor bigvulin shacha yataroa avataroa shalcher mishokvawa. Afsor haomer bibatim, shacha yataroa aval ataroa shalcher mishokvawa.
Okay, so what do you make of this Savamina? Mechudash or run of the mill?
The you're saying the connection, but say that the connection applies to.
I mean, what is a Havamina? You know, that's a Maskana. What was a Havamina? That some of these dinim will split, just like there was a Havamina that you would be, maybe it's only applicable to Batechem and not to Bar Shicha and Amaros, more outlying, just formally, you know, connected places to you. So the Gemara says, no, even if that's not true, it's still a Havamina left. Namely, that we would distinguish some of the details depending on whether it's in your home, more intimate home, more frequented home, your home just more personally associated with you. Like in your home, for example, maybe even Shalachem v'shal gavoa you'd violate. But if it's boros, shichin, ma'aros, just the wider formal technical gavul, so maybe there you get away with Shalachem v'shal gavoa, right? Or maybe Balyatmin pikdonos is only a problem, you know, in one area, not in the other, right? So again, even once the Gemara has established that there seem to be a more expansive and a more objective, you know, application of this din, even then the Gemara is trying to say, well, maybe there are, you know, maybe there's like compensation, right? It's a combination of formalism and relationship. And then the Gemara seems to say, Kamash Malah, no, it's not true. Now, even when the Gemara says Kamash Malah, it's not true, we'll see Yitz Hashem on Thursday, like some of the Rishonim are not sure whether, you know, everything applies to everything or just the things mentioned in the Gemara. Maybe there remain some things where this Havamina of, you know, overcompensation or whatever, or you know, adjustment, you know, like it's a more intense place and therefore even less intense, you know, connection. But in the least connected place, you know, also with the least connected, you know, interrelationship, maybe there's no problem. Does that still remain Lamaskana? That's something to think about. Okay, let's continue. Just a little bit more and then we'll stop. Go ahead. Just to straighten out Kivshaso, Omar Mar.
Omar Mar, Eni Ela Benechwi Shiloki Vashto, Ben Shori Mach Bachater. Nechwi Shikivashto, Vishori Mach Bachater, Minayin, Tamalomer, Loyimate, Klape Lia, Omar.
No, Loyimate, period. Then the Gemara says, Klape Lia. I mean, it's the opposite. I mean, it doesn't make sense. What should be Bal Yiroah more? Nachri Shelo Kivshaso, Nachri Shel Kivshaso. Nachri Shelo Kivshaso is more independent of you, right? So that should be more Potter. So the Gemara says, you're right. Go ahead. Amar Baya, Epoch.
Epoch, Epoch, Rabba Amar Olam Lot Epoch. V'arisha kai.
Oh.
Shalcha yataroa aval taroa shalcher v'shalgvoa. Einli ela b'nechri shalok
kivashto. The p'tur is what we thought. Yeah. Einli ela b'nechri shalok kivashto. Yeah. Go ahead.
V'in shor imach v'chaser. Nechri shakivashto v'shor imach v'chaser v'nayin tamalomer lo yimate.
Yeah.
V'haitana mehadar ahetera v'nasiv la kra le'isura.
Le'isura? Mishum Shenemar.
Mishum Shenemar.
Okay. Just go a little bit more, if you don't mind. Amar Mar, just two more lines.
Amar Mar, Yachol Yathmin V'Kabel Pigdonos V'Nachrim Tamalomer Eloyimate Ha'amarta Risha Shalcha Yataroa Aval Taroa Shalachi
Shalgavoa. Sounds like a stira. Sounds like a stira. What does Gemara say? Lokasha.
Lokasha Had the Kabel Alei Achrayos Had the Lo Kabel Alei Achrayos. He had the Amar Lehu Rava Libne Mechuza Biro Chamira.
Biro Chamira de Bnei Chela. Bibataychu. Get rid of the chametz of the army regiments from your home. Meaning you'll violate Bayra Bayimatza even though it's chametz shel Nachri. Why?
Kevon de Ila Mignav.
Meaning this is an example of the equivalent of Kabbalah Sachrayas. We'll see whether it's regular Kabbalah Sachrayas or it's even Al Yidei Onus, the debate between the Rambam and the Raya. Okay. Okay, let's stop. Let's just go two more lines. Go ahead. Hendi chalaman damar davar gor lamam kamalbon.
Dami ella laman da amar lav kamalbon dami ma iklamemar shani hacha da amar lo
oyimate
damar lo yimate.
Yeah, and ikadamar the opposite.
Ikadamar hani chalaman damar davar gor lamamon kamalbon dami
lav kamalbon dami. Right, hainu de itstrich. Okay, we'll stop here. Okay, so you can see there's a lot of food for thought in the Gemara. We'll pick up with this and try to break down the issues and the problems first and then start trying to develop some perspectives. But the biggest question, of course, is the Havamina, the Shaklev Tari of the Gemara highlights, I would say, two perspectives on Bayra. One is very high subjective and personal, and the other is very formalistic and objective. And the question is, are both of those true? Which of these is dominant? What's true Lamaskana? Of course, the Pratim and the Dinim are important to know. But what about the bigger question also? The relationship between Bailos and Achrayos, Davar Gor and Lamamon, all these questions, how many times, are there two dinim in Bayira? There are two or three psukim. How many Lavin? How many Malkus? How many Mechayvim? So these are all the things that we want to touch on. Okay, so stop here, Mitzvah Shem Thursday, and again, Hatzlacha Rabba with the Mitzvah. Thank you.
Rabbi, can I ask a question?
Sure.
I was bothered.